Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll go to bed, celebrate the birthdays of Abe Lyman and Roy Bargy, and do some roamin' in the gloamin'. I, like everyone else, hate most commercials on TV and radio for that matter, but I actually appreciate and pay attention to genuinely funny, original, clever, or unique commercials. Geico Insurance is currently running a series of commercials with the theme Get Happy, one of which features a camel with the tagline Happier Than a Camel on Wednesday. And Sealy, the mattress company, is currently running a series of commercials showing adults, kids, animals, and couples engaged in various activities on Sealy mattresses with the tagline, "Whatever you do in bed, Sealy supports it." Very clever and just a tiny bit risque. So for this first segment, we're going to go musically to bed, beginning with Skeets Tolbert and his Gentleman of Swing.
Was in the bedroom deathly sick. Don't tell the neighbors what it's all about. He tried to drink up all the liquor and it knocked him out. Mama, mama, hurry, mama, hurry. Oh, Papa's in bed with his breeches on. Papa's in bed with his breeches on. Sister, brother, run and tell poor mother. Oh, Papa's in bed with his breeches on. Papa's in bed with his breeches on.
Late this morning, about 10:30, old Pops came falling in. Lipstick on his cheek and rouge on his chin. No hat, no shoes, but a belly full of gin.
Uncle, Auntie, still got on his panty. Oh, Papa's in bed with his breeches on. Papa's in bed with his breeches on.
About 10:30, old Pops came falling in. Lipstick on his cheek and rouge on his chin. No hat, no shoes, but a belly full of gin.
Uncle, Auntie, he still got on his panty. Oh, Papa's in bed with his breeches on. Papa's in bed with his breeches on.
Thank you. bed in the morning with a great big smile and a good, good morning. Get up with a grin. There's a new day that's tumbling in. Wake with the sun and the rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo like the rooster used to. How can you go wrong if you roll out of bed with a song? Do your singing in the shower. Vocalize a glad refrain. While you're singing in the shower, all your troubles go a-bubbling down the drain. Coffee and rolls with your honey turns a gloomy day to a day that's sunny. You'll find it worthwhile if you roll out of bed with a smile.
Thank you.
And So to Bed, from a Crown 78 made in September of 1932 by the Arcadians with an unidentified vocalist. The Arcadians was a pseudonym used primarily by Adrian Schubert, who was the musical director of the company, but it was also used by Sam Lannon, the California Ramblers, George Hall, Dick Robertson, and others. Crown was a dime store label started in 1930 by the Plaza Record Company and was famous for the slogan printed on the record sleeves, "Two Hits for Two Bits." Before that, it was Eddie Stone with Isham Jones and his orchestra imparting the advice, "Roll out of bed with a smile," on December 15, 1933. Joe Young wrote the words and Milton Ager the music. "Roll out of bed with a smile" was preceded by the International Novelty Orchestra, the Victor House Band directed by Nat Shilkret, with some more good advice, "Don't take your troubles to bed." That was featured in the captivating two-act musical comedy Plain Jane, and in fact the primary title of the song was Plain Jane. That recording is from June 2, 1924. The composer was Tom Johnstone, and the lyricist was Phil Cook, who also wrote and recorded The Quaker Crackles Man. Quaker Crackles was a very popular cereal in the early 30s made by the Quaker Oats Company. In advertisements at the time, it was described as resembling little golden pillows, supremely delicious, and by actual tests, 100% crispier than most crisp cereals. We started the show with Campbell A. Skeets Tolbert and his Gentleman of Swing and Papa's in Bed with His Britches On from March 12, 1940. I'm Glenn Robison, by actual tests, 100% crispier than most radio hosts, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. This very day, August 4th, marks the birth in 1897 in Chicago, Illinois, of Abraham Simon. You know him better as drummer, bandleader, and composer Abe Lyman. His musical career began at age 14, playing drums in Chicago's Colonial and Ansonia cafes. Later, he moved to California to lead the band at his brother Mike's nightclub, the Sunset Inn, in Santa Monica. After the Sunset was forced to close, Abe landed a contract to play in the Coconut Grove Ballroom at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, where he opened on April 1, 1922. As a result of their popularity at the Ambassador, the band was one of the first on the West Coast to make records, their first recorded a few months later on the Nordskog label. The following year, Lyman began recording for Brunswick, where he remained until 1936, making hundreds of sides. The band went on a vaudeville tour in 1924, worked in Chicago in 1925, and toured Europe in 1929, each time returning to the Coconut Grove. Beginning in 1930, the band was featured in Hollywood movie musicals, including Good News, Hold Everything, and Paramount on Parade, and the band is also heard in a number of Warner Brothers' Merry Melodies cartoons. The band enjoyed a long run on the radio program Waltz Time from 1934 to the late 40s, at which point Abe Lyman left the music business and went into restaurant management. He died on October 23, 1957 in Beverly Hills. Abe Lyman composed or wrote lyrics for a number of popular songs, including his own Mary Lou, What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry, written with Walter Donaldson, and these. Thank you.
it's your turn to cry over me. Every road has a turning, that's one thing you're learning. I cried for you, what a fool I used to be. Now I found two eyes a little bit bluer, I found a heart a little bit truer. I cried for you, now it's your turn to cry over me.
First published in 1923 and recorded by dozens of artists over the ensuing 90 years, I Cried for You was performed there by the voice of the Southland, Gene Austin, on August 9, 1936. I Cried for You was written by Gus Arnheim, Arthur Freed, and Abe Lyman, the same trio responsible for the preceding song, Peggy Dear. That was by Al Burtz, Adelphia Dance Orchestra, from an Edison disc waxed January 10, 1923. We'll begin that tribute to composer Abe Lyman with another Edison disc made April 24, 1924. That was the Top Notchers with Honey Babe, written by Lyman, Buster Johnson, and Ray Lopez, and Abe Lyman had recorded it himself on July 26 of the previous year. Theron E. Buster Johnson co-wrote the Wang Wang Blues, made famous by Paul Whiteman. Last segment, we heard some Abe Lyman compositions played by others, but this segment, it's others' compositions played by Abe Lyman.
Thank you. night time gather, there's no other face I'd rather see than yours, so true. Burgundy is calling me across the sea to you.
Summer day, cares are miles away. I feel as hazy as the lazy sun above, only want to dream of love. There's nothing else to do except to dream of you, as I'm just lazy in there, straws in my hair, but I don't care. I love you in a lazy, crazy sort of way, lying in the hay all day. Thank you.
There are lots of Abe Lyman records I could have played, but I chose that one specifically for listener Bob. That was Charmaine from September 5th, 1927. The vocalist was Phil Neely, but the band also recorded an instrumental version in that same session. Charmaine was written by Erno Rappi and Lou Pollock for the film What Price Glory, and the pair also collaborated on Diane, Marion, and Angela Mia. Before Charmaine, we heard vocalist Frank Silvano, who was Lying in the Hay on May 10th, 1933. Lying in the Hay was written by French lyricist Jean-Franck Noël, who was born February 16, 1900, and whose real name was Jean Legrand. We began our tribute to bandleader Abe Lyman with Charles Cayley and Burgundy, written by Tommy Maley, Jimmy Steiger, and Harry Richman. That recording is from March 11, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, July 31st, marked the birth in 1894 in Owego, Michigan, of pianist Roy Bargy. He grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and began studying the piano at age 5. He had hopes of becoming a concert pianist but couldn't afford to study in Europe, so his musical career began playing piano and organ, accompanying silent movies. In 1919, he moved to Chicago and was hired by Charlie Strait at the Imperial Piano Roll Company as a composer and piano roll editor, to compete with QRS Piano Roll's star, Zez Confrey. Bargy made his first disc recordings with Charlie Strait and Paul Bees in 1919 as the Imperial Three. In 1921, Charlie Strait introduced Roy to booking agent Edgar Benson, who hired him as pianist and musical director of the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. But after just a year, Bargy left to form his own orchestra, taking many of Benson's musicians with him. This group disbanded after a few years, at which time Roy joined the Isham Jones Orchestra. In 1928, he was hired by Paul Whiteman, where he remained for the next 12 years and became number two in the band as Whiteman's assistant. When he left Whiteman in 1940, Roy was active in radio, leading studio orchestras, and in 1943 was hired as Jimmy Durante's musical director. Bargy stayed with Durante for 20 years until they both retired in 1963. He died in Vista, California on January 16, 1974. Here's Roy Bargy. Thank you. The Benson Orchestra of Chicago, under the direction of Rory Bargy, with It Must Be Someone Like You, from a Victor 78, waxed April 13, 1921. Roy played piano on that recording as well as composing It Must Be Someone Like You, along with Charlie Strait. Before It Must Be Someone Like You, we heard Isham Jones and his orchestra with Get Lucky, from September 15, 1924. By this time, Rory Bargy had joined the Jones Orchestra and performed triple duty on that recording. Not only did he play piano, but he also wrote Get Lucky and arranged it. We began our tribute to Rory Bargy with a Bargy piano solo, Canice and Canifty. I don't know why, but that's how it's spelled and pronounced. The label of that Victor 78 credits Canice and Canifty to Rory Bargy in collaboration with Charlie Strait. That was recorded August 31st, 1922. A couple of weeks ago, I played Breakfast in Bed by Harry Lauder. Listener Rich agreed that it's not Sir Harry's best recording and suggested that I play a better example of his considerable talent and popularity, specifically his rendition of Roman in the Gloamin'. Okay, Rich, here's Sir Harry to start off a gloaming set.
I've seen lots of bonny lassies on my travels wide, but my heart is centered new on bonny Kate McBride. Although I am no a fella that would throw a word away, I'm surprised sometimes myself at all I've got to say. Roman in the gloamin' on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roman in the gloamin' with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloamin'. Roaming in the gloamin' on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roaming in the gloamin' with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloamin'. Yeah, I tell ya. Got in at 9:30, and sitting at the kitchen fire, I asked her to be mine. When she promised, I got up and I danced the healing flame. I've just been to the jeweler's and I've bought her a bonny wee ring. A Roman in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roman in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming. Roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roaming in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming. I tell you, there's nothing like roaming. There's nothing like roaming in the gloaming. And it doesn't matter whether you're on the banks of the Clyde or the banks of the Dee or the banks of the Don or the banks of the Tay or wherever you are, I tell you, eh? Thank you.
Like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleam still our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice a little kiss or two, in the gloaming by the fireside with you.
We began that gloaming set with a request from listener Rich for Harry Lauder and his composition, Roman in the Gloamin'. He first recorded it for Victor on October 18, 1911, but we heard an electrical recording on HMV from March 3, 1926. Next was a couple of In the Gloamings. The first was Fats Waller and his orchestra, not and his rhythm, with their April 12, 1938 version of Annie Fortescue Harrison's 1877 composition, In the Gloaming. That was an instrumental, but there are lyrics which were taken from an 1874 poem by Meta Orrid. We finished up with an American Record Corporation studio band, credited on the label of that perfect 78 as Dan Ritchie and his orchestra, with In the Gloaming by the Fireside. The vocal trio on that February 24, 1932 recording is unidentified. In the Gloaming by the Fireside, with In the Gloaming in parentheses, was written by Ray Noble, Jimmy Campbell, and Reginald Connolly. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.